Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, listener dear, pinch punch, it's something of the month.
Yeah, it certainly is something of the month. It's the fifth of the month, which means that it is time for a flat share slam down.
Do you think of the start of flat share slam down a bit like the Duff Duffs in EastEnders?
I see. Yeah.
That bit.
Yeah, before you hear the theme tune. So like the end of our little sketches, when we shout Flatshare Slam Down, is like a little cliffhanger, isn't it?
It's like
how are they going to solve this beef? How are they going to sort out this chore? How are they going to work it out?
I like to think that,
that's it.
I think in like listeners' lives, hopefully, with listener dear, and greetings listener dear, by the way, but like if it's like in EastEnders, you know, like psychologically, if something dramatic happens, you kind of in your head hear the doof, doof, like... I think, hopefully for listener dears, they have a similar thing whenever they're about to have a row with their housemate.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Wait, you said psychologically that whenever something stressful in your life or exciting happens, you hear the duff, duff, duffs.
Yes.
Is that true?
So it's kind of like you feel like you have like a duff, duffer moment. So it's like if, you know, if ever like a girlfriend had said to me like, "I sit down, there's something I need to tell you." In my head, I'd be thinking... Doof, 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 doof. When what, I should have been thinking was, oh no, yeah, I've done it again.
What have I done? This? What's the problem? Is it not actually, Tom, that you should be thinking it after they've said the thing? Because they never end an episode
of
EastEnders.
That's a big old cliffhanger.
Yeah, they'd never end EastEnders with sit down, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, that's why I never got the job. That's why I never got the bloody job. I sent those scripts off in good faith.
They were just one line and the rest was drumming.
Listen. Do, 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 do.
Here, have you got a minute?
Listen to this drum solo.
A drummer moves into Albert Square.
Well, Sonia had a trumpet. We all remember that.
Let's not deny Sonia her trumpet.
Do you think there was ever an idea? Did any of the characters in EastEnders, or did any of the writers ever try and get this over the line, that any of the characters in EastEnders had a drum kit? Do you know? They could actually have the douche, 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 and it turned out just being playing upstairs, a little
that'd
joke.
That'd be like the greatest final episode ever. I feel like the pullback and reveal.
What, that there'd been a drummer living on Albert Square the entire time?
Yeah, the entire time.
Pulling the strings. What would have been good is if Sonia had had a...
Also, Tom, that's not how you play the drums, by the way, pulling strings.
Right, that's right. If Sonia had had a cliffhanger and the Duff Duff had been trumpeted, that would have also been a touch of class. Do you know what I mean?
It would have been just one note, yeah.
Ricky, there's something I've got to tell you. I flogged the trumpet. Well, anyway, listener dear, I hope that if, you know, in your house that you have like a, okay, right, let's listen up. Someone shits in the sink. In your head, you're thinking, like...
Can I just ask what this sentence is doing? Because I've got...
Okay, listen up.
Wait, can we just backtrack?
Someone shits in the sink.
Can we just backtrack over the entirety of that? You went,
okay.
So, listen, dear, I hope that in your house, you've got a... Right, listen up. Okay, someone shits in the sink. What bit of that are we supposed to latch onto in order for us to understand what the fucking hell you're on about?
Hey, listener, dear, they get it. They get it.
They don't get it.
We've got like a shorthand going on. We've got like, listener dear and I know there's like a typist shorthand, you know, like the journalists writing squiggles.
How come your shorthand is so long though? Sorry, Clarky.
I think their shorthand is just, Tom's talking, I'm going to switch off a bit.
You know,
he's just suggested I shit in the sink for some reason.
So what are you hoping that the listener dear has? That the idea that's...
In their house, when someone comes in and goes, right, listen up, we need to sort this. Someone's shit in the sink. The first thing that happens in your head, like a Pavlovian knee-jerk kind of reaction in your head is...
No, the first thing is to vomit.
Do you know what I mean?
And move house. Because why is someone shitting in my sink?
These are trying times.
That's a fair point. It is a difficult time for all of us. And if you have to shit in the sink, I'm not going to judge you.
Hang on.
Embarrassing when it comes off the wall, though. That's always bad, isn't it?
Someone's shit in the sink and it's come off the wall.
You know, when you first said that, I thought, like a high-powered shit that rebounds off the wall.
So did I. That's what
like
I thought.
Like a ricochet.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the sink coming away from the wall, Johnny Cash style. You know, like how he would pull, you know, he'd trash in the dressing room, he'd pull the sink away from the wall.
And then have a shit in it.
And then have a shit on the floor, yeah.
That wasn't in his Hellraiser days. That was when he was older and he was too old to get up onto the sink. So he'd pull it off the wall and then shit in it on the floor.
And then just run both taps for a little bit. And that should sort it out and leave June Carter to sort it, you know, to clean it up afterwards.
Absolutely right. Well, so but that isn't what the theme is for today's episode, is it?
No, we'll get to the theme in a second. We'll get to the theme in just a moment. Before that, we've got to say that there's no... Exactly, there's no rush. We've only done about 6 minutes of intro. So what we'd like
shorthand.
To say is... It's shorthand, exactly. It's just shorthand intro. What we'd like to say, folks, before the episode starts is that... if you are enjoying, if you're enjoying this kind of waffle, where we're doing this pretty much daily, we're doing a new show called Flatshare Lockdown, which we're about sort of 16, 17 episodes into it now, and we're having so much fun, and it's over on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, and if you pledge $5 or above for the month, which is about £4, then you get a bonus episode pretty much every single day of the week.
And we're not going to lie to you, we're hoping lockdown never ends. We're having such a good time of it.
Yeah, we're having such a good time. And if you are strapped for entertainment in lockdown, you know, this is... We recommend this highly. They're really, really fun. And also, you know, they're a lot more kind of interactive. People have been emailing in. We've been chatting to the listeners. So if you want to kind of feel like you're part of a gang in lockdown, then join the Patreon. And it's Pappy's Flatshare at Patreon. And you should find us there. They're really fun episodes anyway. I can't recommend them highly enough.
And speaking of fun episodes, the Slamdown today was one of our absolute favourites.
Yes, great guests. We had John Robbins and Jenny Bede. John Robbins stepped in at the last minute and was absolutely wonderful. Jenny Bede, we booked her for ages and she was phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed having her on the show. She's great company. She's very, very funny. And it was the last, it was a weird one because it was the last one we did before, obviously, we went into lockdown. And it was only a sort of a few days before like people start sort of went, well, maybe we shouldn't go to pubs, and then mass gatherings themselves were banned.
I know. So if you're not, if for nothing else, just listen back for the pure nostalgia of a live crowd and the clinking of glasses. Just
to
listen out for those kind of things. So even if our comedy isn't to your taste, the background...
Say, if our comedy's not to your taste, you've made it very far into the episode.
the background work alone in this episode should do something for you. It's our last live flat slam in the tank.
Yes.
So enjoy it.
Yeah, we're going to try and work out a way, we hope, of doing Flatshare Slam Down online. Possibly a way of streaming it so there's an audience.
Well, I was thinking about doing it with the using the internet. I've been looking into it.
Oh,
I think internet might be the way to do it, because I know, Crosby, you were suggesting Carrier Pigeon at the start of this week.
I was talking about Carrier Pigeon.
Yeah.
I was thinking...
I was going to suggest that, but the last Carrier Pigeon I sent got intercepted by the police. I had a little backpack of ecstasy on his back. Did you not see that in the news? Okay, never mind.
It's a gorgeous reference from Clarkie.
Clarkie, I've got to ask you a question there, Clarkie. Now you bring this up. Why did you put ecstasy in the back? If you're just purely trading quips with people, don't put a bag of ecstasy on the back. Carrier pigeon was a sitting duck.
It's the only way I can get people to enjoy my quips. Take about 1,000 ecstasy pills and you'll enjoy this.
Can I just say, please, if you are going to take ecstasy, don't take 1,000. That is way, way too many. Very, very dangerous. Anyway, enjoy the episode and have a great time. Listen to this and we'll see you on the other side.
Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my handsome little nugget?
You are a handsome little nugget, don't you know?
I'm a handsome little nugget, don't you know? I'm a handsome little nugget, a handsome little nugget, a handsome little nugget, don't you know?
Now, listen, that was all well and good. We can all read my T-shirt, but...
That neck tattoo really paid
it's,
off.
It's working out. But it doesn't get us any closer to this week's household chore. One of you two has got to bake the bread.
Oh, God.
Otherwise, you're going to have no bread this week.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's not going to be me, mate. I've already panic bought 47 loaves.
What?
They're the next best thing, honestly, after the shops are out of toilet paper. Yes.
Now, that's what you call a super spreader.
Yes.
It's not going to stay white very long, is it? It's
best of both.
This is a seeded loaf.
It's exfoliating, guys. Oh. What about you, Tom?
No, it's not going to be me. And then I'm trying to work out a way to say...
Sometimes it's better to cut out the middleman, isn't it?
Yeah. So, it was... Beatrix Potter, was she a character or the author?
She was the author.
Right, okay. So, it's her, right? But she's in her later years, so her brown hair is no longer brown because she's old, but she keeps bees, and one of them coughs, and that's why I haven't baked the bread, because of the grey Beatrix bee cough. The grey Beatrix bee cough. Oh no, I've watched the Grey Beatrix Beacon.
Okay, before we start using the accent to me.
Works if you're Jordan. Oh, it's the Grey Beatrix Beacon, man.
John, how are you feeling about your teammate right now?
You started swearing again, John.
you were much sexier than the Spanish accent.
Yeah. Listen, I want to watch the Grey Beatrix. It's all Welsh.
It's all the same accent, really.
It's
anyway,
all Welsh.
Well, if there's only one way to settle this, we're going to have a...
Flourishes! Wow.
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, you can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. You can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms to go back to the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my bakey, bakey heart, I just don't think you'll understand. And if you tell my heart, my bakey, bakey heart, it might blow up and kill this man. Woo! I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Cosby, my life! Phoenix Park is a stone's throw from the capital shopping mecca, glamorous Oxford Street. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules that say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hi.
Now, guys...
Some scripts get written later than others, and this one got wrote very late last
night. Very, very, very late. Very late last night. But baking bread, Tom, like breaking bread, is an activity best shared. So who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. We were supposed to be performing one half of the series Little Britain, but Matt Lucas dropped out, so I got the next best thing... Someone who is little and lives in Britain. It's John Robbins, everyone! You're not little, John.
No, I'm about average. A little bit above average, actually. I don't need to blow my own trumpet. But, just a couple of eighths of an inch short of 6 foot.
So. Never quite made it to six.
No. Well, I think I was in my teens, but the rigours of time have played merry hell with my lower vertebrae. Yeah. You do shrink over time.
You do, but I mean, not
this early, surely. I think you carry a lot of bricks or something.
they calcify the old discs. Sorry, it's not humor, but it's scientifically accurate.
But I'm with Clark in this. Surely you're too early to be calcifying, aren't you?
I've got disc issues, guys.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, which ones?
L4.
The worst one, as we all know.
It's an absolute nightmare when it's lumbosacral. Don't get me started.
It's great to have you on the show.
Sorry,
you're
calcifying
discs.
You know what? I need to fill Matt Lucas's considerable shoe. Well, I've probably got bigger feet than him. 11, 10 and a half in a trainer.
It's only because your toes are calcifying, though, isn't it?
You'll be size 7 soon, don't worry.
Sorry.
No, please don't. Please, never.
Every time I do this podcast, I get so drunk and I always regret. Like, I always feel like I've said too much. So I'm just going to be quiet for the next
time. No,
that's not why
we brought you here.
Well,
now.
I was going to do a pun.
Do a pun? We love a pun.
So, hey.
Hey. Great for horses.
Good pun.
There we go. It's a pun. Yeah.
You know, we have to make some bread.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think... Benedict should bake the bread.
Oh, and why's that, John?
Because then he'd be Benedict Buns a batch. A batch of buns.
That's very good. That is very good, actually.
Benedict Buns a batch.
Buns a batch.
Because of the guy who plays Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yes! Martin Freeman! So it kind of works on two levels then, doesn't it?
I get a lot of stick for what I do at the start of this show. I'll tell you, it's harder than it looks.
It's actually an incredibly tricky thing, isn't it?
It's harder than it looks, okay?
So obviously you've made your feelings known about baking your own bread.
We'll cut that out. I've also written down cut bakers are douchebags.
Cut bakers are douchebags.
Yeah, I don't want that going out on the podcast because I don't actually agree with what I said.
This bit will just go out now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fine.
You can just do a live redaction now.
Yeah, so I it's been a lot. I've had quite a stressful day, and I was just lashing out at people who bake bread. It's not their fault.
Because you are listening and you do make bread.
Okay, Bloomer.
What you do?
Here we go!
With that, Clarky, who have you brought along with you?
I have brought the other half of my dance duo. It's Jenny B!
And for the listener at home, they are throwing down some moves.
Oh my God.
Wait. Like two becoming one.
It was really synchronized. That was amazing.
Thank you, we practiced.
So, makes perfect. So, guys, it's great to have you both on the show.
Thank you.
Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Ben, take a knee for a second. Jenny,
how many discs of yours have calcified?
Actually none, because I'm actually very, very young.
Are you?
I'm 9.
Happy 9.
You know, I used to work for a spinal surgeon, so I do know a lot about discs. So if you want to talk about like the L4, L5, L5S1...
Then let's do it in the interval.
No, but come see me if you need something.
What did you do at the spinal surgery?
I was a personal assistant. He also was a brain surgeon. But my favourite thing was to say, oh yeah, I work for a brain surgeon. And then people would think I'm a brain surgeon, and then you get to go, oh, it's not brain surgery, a lot.
If I went to a brain surgeon and he said I'm also a spinal surgeon.
It's the central nervous system, John Roberts.
I'd probably say I'd rather go with someone who sort of picked his team.
Because you get the feeling when he's had a couple of drinks, he goes, well, I also do the legs as well.
Fingers? What's the point of that?
Exactly, come on, how hard can it be? Fingers are just like sort of small, long brains, aren't they?
Like five backs on
exactly,
each hand.
Yeah, there ain't five little spines for them.
And fingers, a lot like dicks.
Fingers are a lot like dicks, so I'll do your dicks.
Hey, you know what, actually, why are we saying that? No,
you're using all of my chat up lines.
Can I just was I also used to work for a urologist, which is like a dick doctor. And dick you doctor. Talking about the word turgid made me think of this. There was a lovely little instrumenty chart thing in his office.
Did he also cut hair?
Depends which hair. Because yes, but there was this chart of things that people that went in with erectile problems, and there's no shame, guys. There's absolutely no shame. People that went in with erectile problems got to press on the so it was like 5 to 1, like of how hard you got.
It was 5 to 1. It was nearly lunch.
Oh my hey, god! Hey, fuck you! That was a great bit of business. She said it was 5 to 1, and I said, "What? It was nearly lunch."
Yeah, and it was always delicious.
So what's wanted, wrong with you? 5 to 1, and you're not standing up and applauding that. Shame on you.
Yeah, where on the charts are you, mate?
Carry on, Bede.
So you, there was a chart you pressed to say how hard.
It's not so much pressed as like these little like knobs that you feel that made of different things. Like, you know how they say, how do you want your steak cooked? And like, one's your nose, one's your forehead, one's your chin.
Yeah. How would you like your steak cooked? Fully turgid.
It's like they
saluting the sun.
Different hardness levels. And they had a thing that if like a man was like trying to explain how hard he could get or not,
they bring you in and say, right, press Jenny's nose. Is that what your knob feels like right now?
Press his nose, and if your knob's not turgid, then you're dead.
It's a very nice nose.
It's a very nice nose.
So, we have met our contestants. But let's find out who's the best thing since sliced bread as we play round one.
Celia, there's so much nice bread. Have some of my pizza instead. I'm sorry. Oh, you celiac, I forgot your needs. Have a rice cake with seeds. Not that scum. That's not the one. Eating high tea in the afternoon with a celiac in a boulangerie. The buns and cakes are heaven sent, but you keep banging on that you're intolerant. Celiac, there's so much nice bread, but if you eat it, you're dead. I'm so sorry. Oh, you celiac, you've gone gluten free, so you're dead to me. That's gone. Nom nom nom.
They've got some great insult comedy about diabetes as well, so that'll be round two. This round, round
Type
one.
Two.
This round is called Dough Balls. I'm going to ask each contestant to tell us about a regretful moment from their life. However, I would like them to hide it amongst two made-up stories. It's up to the opposite team to separate the genuine dough from the complete balls. So you get 5 points. You get 5 points for guessing the truth correctly. I'll also award an extra point for any fictions I particularly enjoy. So, Tom, we're going to start with you.
Oof.
Your category is the biggest lie you've ever told. Ben and Jenny, you have to work out which tale of lying is actually
it's
true.
It's like the ice cream.
What's
sorry.
That?
Ben and Jerry, carry on.
Oh. It is like the ice cream.
Yeah.
Ben and Jenny. Ben and
Jenny.
Yeah.
You're so... all of you are adept at keeping the ball in the air. But I love that you just... What? What?
What?
What? What? What? Is that?
What, mate? It genuinely took me by surprise.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry, I broke the podcast.
You know what? You didn't break the podcast. You just broke me. So, Tom, we'd like 3 stories from you, one of which is true, 2 of which are lies, about the biggest lie you've ever told.
If this was an M. Night Shyamalan film, the true one would also be a lie.
Yeah.
That would also break the podcast.
I was trying to think of a way to be like, number one, I've never lied.
Oh. Yes.
Which is therefore a lie.
Number two, I tell the truth, but I always lie.
Yeah. Number three, the biggest lie I ever told was on a podcast where I lied that I had never lied.
Holy shit.
Inception.
That's... Tom, that has blown my mind, but then I am... I'm very thick.
Like the ice cream.
That's good, right? Yeah. Tom, let's have your first...
I lied to my parents about the degree that I was doing at university.
Okay.
What can, are we allowed to interrogate at this point? No.
Not at this point. Let's hear all three and then we'll interrogate.
I lied to my dying nan that I was in a relationship concurrently with two actresses. I believe one part of that. I have never told a lie.
Okay. Any questions?
Many, thank you very much.
Okay.
What degree did you tell your parents you did?
I told them I did biology.
What did you do?
English literature and drama.
Fair enough. Oh, I think that one checks out. Talk to me about your nan. How long ago did she die?
Yeah, great question.
And how? No.
It was a few years ago.
Oh, do I interrogate him?
You're on my team.
I'm sorry. No more questions, you're on. The defence rests.
Ben and Jenny... Ben and Jenny.
Fish foods, I didn't know.
So that was a real way homer, but I got it. Ben and Jenny, what are you thinking at the moment? Talk us through it.
We're talking about the erection chart again.
And he's currently on a 3.5.
He's having a good night.
No, what we're saying is that we think we don't think it's the last one because we've caught him in a lie many times. We think it's probably... the middle one is the truth because it's too weird to make up. And we think it probably happened and I mean this with love and affection. We reckon what maybe happened to your nan is that she was like really enjoying a TV program, let's say Broadchurch, and she was asking how you were, and to make her feel better and to let her know that you were doing... Matt's giving me looks like, what are you doing?
I'm waiting to see which two Broadchurch people
pick. Something like that. And then you were like, no. Oh, no, I'm going to be fine, Nan. Don't worry about me. I'm going out with Olivia Colman and Jodie Whittaker.
Similar. Is that the correct...
It is the correct lie.
Yes. Tell us about it.
My nan was on her way... And I had just moved...
Sorry, can I ask where?
She went to live on a farm. She's fine now, apparently. We just can't go and visit her. She's fine, all there, apparently. It's great. I had just... In London, I'd just moved in to live with two actresses as my flatmates. And my nan, in her mind, she was a bit confused at the time. When my mum told her that I was now living with two actresses, thought that I was in an active relationship with both of them. And I just didn't really, A, want to go into the details of correcting her, but B, I did quite like the idea that that's what she thought I was up to. And I think when she left this earth, that's what she thought I was up to.
Sorry, it's a space like farm!
She's on the space farm.
Fucking hell, mate!
One day we'll all be on the space farm, baby. So yeah, that's the worst lie I ever told, I think.
Well, I'm going to give the full 5 points there to Jenny and Ben. Yeah.
Where are you living with Olivia Colman and Jodie Whittaker?
Oh yes, it was Olivia Colman.
Okay. Next up, let's have Jenny. Mm. Your category is most embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
Tom and John, which one is true? Is Coventry Blue? Tom and John's ice cream. Yeah, of course. Okay. So most embarrassing moment. We're looking for three. One's real, two are fake.
So I was in Budgens in Chiswick, and this is earlier this week. I was buying some loo roll quite a lot. And I bumped into Ant McParklin from Ant and Dec, and he looked at what I was buying and he went, "Someone needs a big shit." And instead of just leaving it at that, I said, "Why, man?"
I did a Welsh accent, so I'm no pilot.
Exactly. Very embarrassing.
Okay. So you lied about shitting to Adam McPartland, or you...
We've all done it.
We've all done it, yeah.
My most embarrassing...
Sorry, it's not about lying, is it, of course?
Yes, my most embarrassing... That was one of my most embarrassing... Another most embarrassing... My boyfriend's called Dan. I also have a dad called Dad. And... I once...
You're never going to believe this.
Yeah.
Biggest coincidence in the world.
It's mad. But I... I once texted... I thought I was texting Dan something along the lines of, I hope you're turgid because I'm I've got the horn. But I sent it to my dad.
Okay.
Quite embarrassing. And number three is I once was in the audience of a TV game show and didn't know I could be seen. And I just had a really annoying... nail, and I was kind of like biting at it, and for a year afterwards everyone asked me, if did you ever get that thing out your teeth? No, that's a bad one. No, the last one was
you're striking that one for the record.
Gone. The last one was I was in an audition for like a French chocolate, and I had to do a love scene with a man. My agent hadn't told me that there were scenes to learn in fucking French. So I get there and I said I hadn't learnt it, and they said, well, just make something up. So I did, but it wasn't French.
So you went into this audition and you spoke kind of cod French.
Yeah. Si, oui. Or, hey.
Way, hey, man. Okay, which one of those do you think is the lie?
Now, it all rests on one big play there, I think we can agree.
The dummy.
Yes.
The dummy.
Yes. Was it the dummy? Was it the feign? Was it the bead turn?
The classic. The old bead,
the discarded bad lie.
The drop of the shoulder.
Oh.
The wink to the crowd.
Is the discarded bad lie, methinks, being replaced with the truth?
The alibied.
J'accuse ye, Jenny.
The human alibi
of
as I live and breathe.
A rather well rehearsed lie to replace your suddenly discarded lie.
I think it's number two.
Which one was number two? Remind us again.
Well, okay. Dad.
A budgeon's in Chiswick.
I think
that's
not happening. That's
not
happening. There's no budgeons in Chiswick.
Bullshit.
It fucking is.
I think Dan Dad is too neat. All the ends tied together a little bit too neat. And I wonder if it's the old bead coif term.
The Dan Dad thing. Well, I used to have a girlfriend called Mom.
I reckon it might be faux French.
Faux French. What was the TV game show? What was the game show you were in the audience for?
That you made up.
Yeah.
What was it? Why are you asking that question?
That one's been stricken from the record.
Yeah, I know, but
it's very unorthodox.
Look, get the stenographer.
No, look, if it's
you bet.
You're not old enough, are you?
Fucking hell! You're too young. It's a French rest, Your Honour. You bet you just put your foot in it.
Yeah.
So which one are you going for?
Dan Dad. Are we going to go Dan Dad?
You going Dan Dad?
But I'd like the record to state that I think it's actually another one. But let's go Dan Dad.
She's had a little sip there as well.
Has she?
Yeah.
But did it look like a sip of a winner's sip? Or
it was a winner's sip.
Okay. Just trying to keep up with you cunts.
I actually want to stake my claim.
French.
House.
On faux French.
Faux French.
Just letting you know I'm having a drink. Is that...
We're not going Dan Dad, we're going faux French.
You're going faux French. You thought it was Dan Dad. You're going faux French. This is very exciting. Jenny?
Oh, it's faux fucking French! Yay!
That is how we play.
Mon Dieu, mon Dieu, mon Dieu.
But what a move.
Superb.
What a move.
Baller.
It's like
gorgeous.
I don't know
there.
If anyone saw Mane hit the crossbar
if that had gone in,
yeah,
what you attempted there was just
audacious.
A whole new horizon in this round.
John, yeah. You attempted it.
Yeah.
Because they won't know what...
Because otherwise we won't get the reference.
Yeah. So John's going to do 40 different lies.
All of which I'll discuss.
Yeah, exactly. So John, I would like you to tell us all about your worst date.
Okay.
Ben and Jenny, can you...
Oh, like the ice cream.
Ben and Jenny,
like the ice cream.
Can you split the kernel of truth from the great big turd of deception?
That's cool.
Glad it's caught on, though.
It's like the ice cream.
Go on, turd of deception.
It's funny you should introduce these truths and lies in that way, because they are all... I haven't been on many dates in my life, but there have been toilet incidents at every single one. So I stopped going on them. Just, unless you're fully just purged, there's no point. It's too stressful. So just...
Say fully purged.
Yeah, so enema the day before, nothing at all in your system, don't take on any food or water, because your body will betray you.
I've actually seen the film The Purge, but is that... Is that what the plot is? Because
one
if
day
that's the case,
year,
I'll watch it.
Yeah, The Purge, one day of the year, you're allowed to shit yourself.
And then there's the sequel, The Turge.
So, I once, due to a frosted glass incident, got into an argument with the girl I was on a date with about whether I'd washed my hands, which prematurely ended the date, because I decided to stand my ground, having not washed my hands. Date story number two. In a brief but fruitful period of wearing eyeliner, I went on the date realizing I wasn't wearing my trademark eyeliner. So halfway through, went to the toilet to apply it. After applying one eye, realized that she might think it was weird that I returned from the toilet with eyeliner, so got into quite a panicky state. Decided to do the other one nonetheless, poked myself in the eye with the eyeliner stick and got one of those red blood eyes. So I returned from the toilet with one eye with eyeliner and one eye like I'd sort of burst a blood vessel. Absolute car crash. I mean, how do you explain that? Finally, when I was invited back to a girl's house after a date, I went to the toilet in desperate need of what I would call a severe toilet.
But five on the scale.
But she had no...
One.
Not if it's the turgidity. Talking minus five. It's basically steam.
You vape to shit.
Oh man. So she had, like, you know when a toilet lock is just really nice and chunky and makes you feel so safe, like you could just stay there for the rest of your life? She had, like, the budgetest toilet lock. And as I went to open it, so I'd kind of thought I'd got away with the whole thing, because she had a big loud fan and I ran a tap and she'd just been for a wee, so I knew I had 20 minutes minimum to just sort of clear the zone. But I went to, and it was one of those ones where the actual nut screws in and it came off in my hand and it had sheared off because the metal was so cheap. So I was locked in.
It kind of sounds like you're blaming her for this.
Well, I know I'm blaming whoever fitted the lock. James.
Let's play together.
So, long story short. Long story short, it ended with her kicking down the door to free me and being met by a miasma that almost caused her to pass unconscious.
So it was a bit like that bit in Stars in Their Eyes when they come out of the steam.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be singing Vape Shitter.
But it was
Beatles song.
It was such a balancing act, because it was like, the longer I wait in here, the more it will clear before I eventually tell her I need her to get me out. But the longer I take, the more it's going to be clear what I'm doing. But
right,
the
sure.
shorter... But it's, it was just... I was spinning plates, guys.
Sure. It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Specifically two. So, right. All wow. very believable stories,
they
I would
are.
Say, from the golden pen
the
of John
Roberts. The Pink Eye Trilogy is up.
So, which one are you leaning towards or away from?
I've got a feeling, right? Here's my theory on this, is that they're all true stories.
Agreed.
I just think that one of them he considers the worst out of the three.
I totally agree with that, Ben.
Okay. Slightly
and
bending
weirdly,
the rules.
As someone that I would call, I'd say John's a friend. If this is about bad date
you're,
stories,
you're my girlfriend's big fan of yours.
Oh my god, I'm a big fan of your girlfriend, stop that. No, but I. If this is your worst date story, I've heard a story worse than all of these.
Hold tight here, because this is.
Interessante.
This is an unusual technique in this game.
Right. When you told me. Do you remember I had a distant look in my eye?
Yeah, I said to you, I'm going to be asking you about your worst date, and you shuddered, you went, well, I'm just thinking of the story that I'm not going to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that, okay.
Well, but I don't know what your one is, because I've definitely not told you the one I haven't told.
Oh, so in that case, let's hear what you're thinking.
Do you want to give us one word?
Could you maybe
write
something
word down?
That will make me know what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Boss?
What? Boss. Hugo Boss.
Joe Lyson.
Joe Lyson.
You fucked Lyson.
Fair play.
Good looking man.
I've made it weird. Should we talk in the interval?
No, let's have it. Because it can always not make the podcast.
Yeah, but they're all here.
There's 120 podcasts sat in front of us.
Every person you meet is a podcast.
Taxi?
Taxi?
Okay, bin?
Boss, taxi, bin.
What are you getting at?
This is like an impro game for me.
This is basically the next round we're going to play. Boss, taxi, bin.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
So,
what are you thinking?
I'm not. So, I think.
Hang on. For starters, I haven't been on a date in years.
This was a long time ago. This is before we either of us were with people, other people.
Hang on. Wait.
Whoa! Whoa! Hold tight there.
Yes, it was me. I ended up getting in a bin with my boss.
The brain surgeon.
He operated and John was in
a
taxi. No, this was when, do you remember, we were both single at the same time, but a little bit sad. So it was probably in that period.
You know.
I'm going to say hand washing.
Oh yeah, the games. Yeah. Oh.
Hang on, I need to know. Can you whisper it? To
yeah,
me?
Whisper it behind, away from the microphones. And in the meantime, thanks for coming, guys.
What do we think it is? John was working as a taxi driver, and he shagged his boss in a bin. Right? Can't be much more than that.
I love the way that there's not been a flick of recognition yet. And there we go. There it is.
Okay. Mind games have worked once again, and John looks physically ill. Don't let it throw you off your game, sport.
I should have gone boss taxi bin.
Well, I tell you what, as a special treat, you guess which one, and then we'll do boss taxi bin at the end.
So there was a hand washing,
the hand
there
washing
was
thing.
The guy liner, and there was the
vape.
So I would say hands. There was a certain amount of sort of, he was seemed still pissed off about that one when he talked about it. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I didn't know John during the eyeliner days, did you?
No.
But I do believe it as well.
They were all very well told.
Exactly. Which makes me think he's a terrible liar.
The views are in.
Or a wonderful storyteller.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on, get the push.
I reckon vape shit. Just because it was the most elaborate.
No, I think it's definitely not vape shit.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. No, I meant not that one.
Great
teamwork. Let's go with the lying one. Let's go with the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go for the hand washing.
Was it the hand washing, John?
Yes, it was.
Yay! 5 points. The ice creams. I'm also going to give you a further point for your fantastic stories, because I couldn't tell which ones were...
Thank you. The other ones weren't true.
Oh, well done.
Wow, really, really, really good. Clarkie, we'll do yours, then we'll end on Boss Taxi Bin. How's that? Okay? All right, so Clarkie, to paraphrase Fleetwood Mac, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies, and one truth about your worst mistake at work.
Okay.
Okay. Clarkie's worst mistake at work. 3, please.
The big lie here is going to be that Ben's had a job. It's funny because it's true.
Okay, so I had a job at McDonald's where I was asked to go and clean the car park with a bin bag and a litter
picker. Wait, hang on, boss car park bin?
I don't know where these ideas are coming from. And I went out, I got confused and went out to the bins, the back bins that were in their own section and got locked, and that door was like a fire escape and got locked and I couldn't get to the car park bit. And it was full of rats and I got very panicky.
Muck rats. And when
I was banging on the door and no one could get me. I had to climb up onto a bin and over the fence. And by the time I got back into the restaurant, I was crying.
Gosh. It's very on brand.
And then, okay, so the second one, I worked at the Molyneux restaurant, Sir Jack's. And...
sorry, I didn't... What did you just say?
The football... the stadium, the football stadium in Wolverhampton is called the Molyneux.
Okay, good. I thought you were talking your sexy Spanish again.
And they got like a kind of fancy restaurant in it called Sir Jack's, and I worked as a waiter there. And I was pretty terrible at it, and I had a big bowl of roast potatoes that I was trying to silver service onto a plate around a big table, and I dropped 3 of the potatoes into an old lady's handbag. And I noticed that I did it and she didn't. So I decided just to carry on.
Just to carry on and serve the gravy in there as well.
But someone from across the table did see me and they told my manager what had happened. And she took me into the kitchen and shouted at me in front of the chefs. And I cried.
Okay, third one, please.
And the third one was, I worked at a pizza place in sunny Wolverhampton, and I had an order through that with extra garlic on the pizza, and we had a garlic shaker and a mixed herb shaker. And I thought, because I was young and an idiot, that garlic was green. Because in the garlic bread you get the little green bits, and I thought that was the garlic. So I put mixed herbs on the pizza, and the boss was very upset with me and he fired me and shouted at me in front of the drivers, and I cried.
Okay. Very moving stories from Clarkie there.
I've got a couple of thoughts.
Okay, any questions you want to ask him or anything like that? Or just want to talk through the...
In the first story you told, which I believe was about McDonald's,
yes.
Your eyebrows were very high for much of the story.
Oh, was like that... the arches at McDonald's. The golden arches.
He's a company man.
That's how he got the job. How are you... So quick every week.
They're very quick, these boys. Quick boys.
How do you do that?
It's because this is the only thing we do. We don't do anything else.
The only time I'm out of the house.
I've got one more question, then I'm going to defer to Parry because I think he's got more null on this. I think if you get fired for putting mixed herbs on a pizza instead of garlic, that's harsh because I've had, you know, I would say 1 in 3 pizzas I've ordered with my special requirements, those requirements have not been fulfilled by the pizza chef.
Yeah.
Can I interject and ask what your special requirements are, please?
I want the vegan pizza, but I also want anchovies, and I don't want you to press me too hard.
Checks out.
Like, I just want you to accept what I'm asking for as if I was anyone else. I don't want to enter into a moral maze about what I'm ordering.
Not too much to ask.
No, it's not, because I want the vegan pizza. I'm fucked.
Hey, every time I come on this podcast, you get me drinks. And I'll go home in a taxi thinking I've made a fool of myself. I'm going to have to call them in the morning and apologise. Last time it was Advocar and this time it's Guinness, and sometimes I don't know what it is.
You're about to tell the story that you regret.
To be fair, after the show, once you've gone, Tom, Ben and I are going to be absolutely pissing ourselves that you called it Peacher. We really are. We're going to rinse the fuck out of you, mate. Don't you worry about that.
We're all for a vegan pizza.
Have you never had peaches on a pizza?
Love a fruit pizza.
Yeah, Peacher.
There we go.
But I'm going to defer to Tom because I'm guessing you know where Ben has worked over the years.
I do. I mean, like, I think all of those stories are true.
No one's pulling that.
He had a short-lived stint at McDonald's. I think he definitely worked
for
Jack's. We're going to go with the third one, I think. Garlic and parsley. I know that one definitely happened, but I don't know if it's his worst.
Clarky,
final answer.
Which one is true, please?
Final one's true.
Ah! Congratulations!
I can't believe they sent you for that.
Yeah.
I feel like that was probably the last straw, though. What had you done before that?
Yeah. I put peaches on a pizza, didn't I? So, we've got to hear.
So I went on a date, and I have a bizarrely bad record with going on dates where the person I'm going on the date with ends up doing something with someone else during our date. So anyway, I'm on this date and I really liked her man.
You liked her man?
Yeah, that was what I'm getting off with her. Nice man you got there.
Anyway, years ago, we're on the date, we're in a pub, which was a shit pub, but I kept my mouth shut. I knew other pubs nearby that were better pubs, but for some reason we're in the worst possible pub you would go to in that area. Anyway, we're having a few drinks. This woman comes over and chats to the girl I'm on a date with, and she goes away and she says, and I said, oh, who's that? She says, oh, that's my boss.
Tick.
Fine. And, So, the date's going well. I'm pretty sure we had a kiss in the pub. Then I go outside for, I think, a fag. I wasn't smoking, so it wouldn't have been a fag, but... is this Bim?
No. I think you were going home together. This was your second date or so.
Yeah.
I think you went outside to wait for her in a...
Yes, that's true. I booked an Uber. That's it. So I booked an Uber for us to go back to my house. Yeah, Is it Boss Taxi Bin?
Yeah,
it is, isn't it? So anyway, I booked an Uber for us to go back to mine, and because I just can't chill out about anything, I'm waiting on the street corner to make sure I get the Uber. I turn round, she's in the pub getting off with her boss. Whoa. So I cancel the Uber, incurring a £5 charge. I go back in, and I kind of go, hey, what the other woman's gone over to another part of the bar. And I say, hey, what the hell's going on? I thought we were on a date. That's like, I'm not very good at expressing anger, but I think I said something like, I think I'd be justified in being quite annoyed about it. And she went, oh, what, are you, like, offended? And I was like, no, of course I'm... Well, yeah, I am. Perhaps not for the reasons you think I might. It's chilled, guys, Christ, it's 2012. Be ourselves. And I said, but that's quite rude to do that. And she was like, oh, well, I've had sex with her. Does that annoy you? And I was like, I don't really care. That's not relevant. And then, and then she sort of started to get apologetic and said, I'm so sorry. And then I booked another Uber. And then we get in the
taxi
Uber. And then the Uber pulls up and we get in. And then we immediately pull up to a red light. Her phone goes. She answers it. And she then like says, like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, of course, yeah. Hangs up. And I say, so what's, is everything good? And she goes, I've got to go. And just gets out of the Uber. And goes back into the bar, and I'm now trapped in an Uber, staring down the barrel of another £5 charge. And the Uber driver says, what should I do? So I say, just pull over next to a bin.
Bam!
No, no. So I just tell the Uber driver, I just say, well, I pull over, because I'm, you know, I think, I don't know what's going on, and then I call her, and she's like, oh, I think I might stay here for a bit. And I'm like, how has this happened again? Another one years ago. And then I, after about 5 minutes, I say to the Uber driver, just drive. It's the only time in my life I think I actually said to a taxi driver, just anywhere,
yeah.
I don't care.
Just driving.
The two girls
in
the front row are currently crying.
So anyway, I never saw her again. She was flaky. What, so where did the bin come
yeah,
in?
Yeah, it came from the flaky bit. So you were like, I can't believe I even got sucked into this. She's not like, she's not my type in that she's really flaky and all over the place. I mean, for God's sake, the other day she dropped, I couldn't get hold of her and it turns out it's because she dropped her phone in a bin.
I would say that was well worth it.
Which... when I now hear it back, sounds like a lie.
I'm going to give a bonus point to John for the story, but a bonus point to Jenny as well for the assist on that. Yes. So at the end of that round, producer Gwyn, can you tell us the scores, please?
The scores are Ben and Jenny have 11, and yeah. Tom and John have 12.
Oh! Oh! So Tom and John are in the lead, but there's still a chance for Ben and Jenny to get their bread redemption in part two, which will follow these positively groovy adverts. See you in a bit. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to this bread-themed episode of Flatshare Slamdown! Sliced to see you...
Sliced!
Now, before the break, Tom and John were in the lead with 12 points to 11. But neither team is bread in the water. There's still chance to turn over a new loaf as we ploughmans into round two. It's Flat Games!
Let's play together!
Games!
Let's play forever!
Roll the dice!
Spin that thing!
Put that there!
Do as you're told! Games!
If you win, you get nothing!
Games!
If you win, you get gold!
Oh.
Gold!
Oh.
Gold!
Listen
gold.
To that!
Gold! Gold!
Guys!
Guys, we thrash
roots!
We simply don't have time for your goals.
Listen to this! Yes!
Yes! I'd love to hear that gold all night, but I'm afraid you have to hear our bronze. So, yes, it's Flat Games, where we'll be playing our version of charades, which we're calling I'd Charather Say It Out Loud.
Yes, please!
Don't ask him to repeat what he just said. It doesn't hold up.
I'm going to give you a combination of films, books, and TV show titles. You have to describe as many as you can to your teammate in the space of 1 minute. However, you can only use 4 words to do so.
Four words.
Obviously, you can't say any of the words. You can't say any of the words in the title. You can't go sounds like either. And one of those words might want to be TV, book, or film. So basically, you've got about 3 words, okay? So they'll get a point for each one. Their teammate...
Sorry, carry on.
Thank you. They'll get a point for each one their teammate guesses correctly. We're going to start with John. John, here are your 10. I'll let you take it out the envelope there.
Guilty as charged.
You haven't been served, mate. That's just a... It's just a piece of paper.
Okay, I'm not going to open it yet.
Okay.
So the time doesn't start.
Okay. All right.
I just need total focus.
Sorry.
I'm
with you. Can I just...
So if this is articulate...
Yes.
I just need simplicity of thought.
I love this.
Okay. So
if you're looking for simplicity of thought, I'm your guy. Okay?
Please let your 3 words be boss taxi bid.
Your time starts now.
TV Monica Chandler Rachel.
Friends.
Film ABBA songs.
Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia 2.
No, that's fine. Oh. Pedophile book.
Lolita.
Yes. Film first 3D aliens.
Avatar.
Correct. TV soap opera London.
EastEnders.
TV drama nuclear explosion.
Chernobyl.
Book Strongman and
Strongman and
Pass. Film Looking for Fish.
Finding Nemo.
Film Stabbing in Shower.
Psycho.
TV Celebrities Get Chased.
The Chase? Hunted.
Correct.
Oh, there we go. That was bang on the minute. If you can guess, what was it called? Strongman and?
Book Strongman and.
Okay, Book Strongman and. If you can get it in, say, the next 5 seconds, I'll give it you.
Strongman and. Hercule Poirot?
He is a very famously a strong man, isn't he? He's got a strong man's moustache. Of course he's a strong man.
Can you
put us all... In fact, does the audience know what it is? It is a Mice and Men! Oh. 1 point to the audience. Very, very strong work there. That was really, really good, though. So, how many points did John and Tom score there, please, producer Gwyn?
They scored 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Shit.
Right.
We are.
Oh dear.
There is room for improvement. It is unlikely.
Right. Next up, it's Jenny. Jenny, those are your films, TV shows, and books. Your time.
Wait, no, I haven't got to.
I know. I'm giving you your time.
I'm
don't worry.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. Whenever
your time.
There's tension over there.
Begins now.
Book, God's Word.
The Bible.
Film, Let It Go.
Frozen.
Film, Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
Yeah. TV, Home, Home, Home. No, I take it back.
Home and Away?
No, sorry.
You've had your words, you can't take it back.
I'll come back to that.
It'll be Home and Home, wouldn't it?
Number 5 is a book. And it's about...
Hold tight. Four words.
And it's about...
We're out. Okay.
That's it. It's a book and it's about...
It's a book.
And we've had the Bible, okay. So that doesn't narrow it down. Yeah. It's about...
You're on to the next one. You've got 15 seconds.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Okay, film. Hanks and Ryan.
Hanks and Ryan. You've Got Mail? Was that there?
Yeah. TV. Sandra and Sandrine.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going
to
just...
How'd you go to You've Got Mail before Sleepless in Seattle?
I don't know, but he did it and it was right.
I was amazed by
amazing.
That.
It's amazing. So...
I'm a hell of a guy.
Have you got any idea what Home, Home, Home might be? You can show him the bit of paper, but everyone can see you, Jenny.
Is it a TV series?
Anyone in the audience here? It's location, location, location.
It's a good place.
I'm so sorry. I should have said place, place, place.
Okay, now this is a really tricky one.
You'd have said place and away.
It's a book about. Anyone got It's a Book About? If you get it, say that again.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Fucking hell, how'd you do that? No,
was it the A to Z?
It was not the A to Z, no.
Can I give a visual clue?
Is it Guinness Book of Records?
It's not the Guinness Book of Records.
This is how we play.
You can give a visual clue. Yes. A book.
I'm going to give a visual clue.
Famously, it's an audio.
Yes!
What was it?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yes. Of course, a book about. We all know that.
What was the visual clue for the listeners at home?
Turning into a blueberry. Oh. Thank you very much.
Rugus all turned into a blueberry, of course.
Sorry, I'm shouting. It's all right. It's okay. You're okay.
Producer Gwyn, how many points did Jenny and Benny score there?
4 points.
Okay.
Strong.
Right.
All.
Tom, those are yours.
Brutal simplicity of thought, Tom. That I can offer you, my man.
Those are your titles, and your 1 minute begins now.
TV, music playing movement. Top of the Pops.
No.
Pass. Book, vampire, old.
Killing.
Dracula. Yes. Film. Not a tiger.
Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Fuck that. Not a tiger.
A lion.
Yes, but what kind of lion?
Pass.
TV. Music. Something facial.
You are shit at
this. This is good. Music, something facial.
Strictly Come Dancing.
That was the first one. Music, something moving.
5 seconds.
Film, gangster, boss, dad.
Godfather.
Yes.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
Fuck me, man.
Hey.
What part of brutal simplicity of thought contains saying words very slowly?
Some people listen to this on half speed.
Harry sets his brakes on half speed.
So, what do you want to do that?
TV, ballroom show, book, vampire, film. Royal, not tiger.
It's not a tiger. The Lion King.
I thought it was Life of Pi.
TV.
Spoiler alert.
Film Michael Bay sexist. TV.
All of Michael Bay's films are sexist.
Underwater Attenborough. Film Card That's Batman. I can't just. Games, you've got to be good.
No, it's games. Let's play together, actually, but. Slightly different show. Games, you've got to be good. End of jingle.
That's fun.
Mr. Gwyn, how many points did Tom and John score, please?
That broke my heart.
2 points.
2 points.
A strong 2 points.
Okay.
Three. We got the Godfather, didn't we?
Fucking real.
They did get
you
the
only got Dracula and the Godfather.
Yeah, like I said, we got the Godfather.
Ben, those are yours. Okay. I'm going to face you guys, but largely because Robert is seething so much, it's actually making me quite upset. So,
can I come and sit with you?
Yeah. I've told you before, Tom, no. Right. Here we go. Ben, those are your 10 titles. Your time begins now.
TV, you're fired.
The Apprentice. Keep going.
Film, not 8.
9. Ocean's 11. 7.
Yeah.
Right.
TV, old stuff, expensive.
The Antiques Roadshow.
Yes. Book, White Rabbit, late.
The Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Film. Marmalade Sandwiches.
Paddington, next.
TV. Audition.
X Factor.
Yes. Book.
Come on.
10 seconds.
No. Sorry.
I'll skip it. TV. Bunch of twats.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
No, no.
Bad Olds.
I'm afraid that is your time. The answer Clarkie was looking for was, of course, Love Island. So
actually, some of them are very nice people. And also, while we're on Bad Olds, I auditioned for that 4 different times. You did not get a part.
I'm afraid you could act.
What was the one before? What was the one that you couldn't remember before Love Island?
I struggled with that. Animal Farm, because I just wanted to say either Animal or Farm.
Okay,
but you mean that's the game? It's a good
it's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
Don't get me wrong, the actual premise of that game is superb. It just, I hate to use the phrase again, it requires a brutal simplicity of thought.
That's 5 words already.
Producer Gwyn, did we find out how many points they scored there from Ben and Jenny?
We didn't, but they got 6.
6. And what does that do to our total score, please?
So the total score is... Tom and John have 23, and Ben and Jenny have 20.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're still in the lead, but it doesn't feel like it, does it, John?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is the bit I'll regret.
But you wouldn't
if
be
I'm honest, mate, this has been your best bit.
So, okay, right. Well, oh dear. We've got so many problems up here. Should we solve someone else's problem? It's Beef Brothers.
Hey! You've got a problem. Don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panelists to sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hello.
Okay, now Anna writes, my flatmate keeps locking me out of the house when coming home drunk.
Legend!
So she's locking me out of the house when coming home drunk before me as well. I missed out a crucial detail there. She's locking me out of the house when coming home drunk before me. He keeps putting the door on the latch every time I have to knock the door out. So you have to literally punch the door open.
Yeah, I have to punch the door open.
You've got to go Hulk smash on it.
You punch the door open?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we ask any more questions...
Yeah, whose side are we on?
Let's find out whose side you're on. So,
I hope I'm on her side, otherwise she'll punch me out.
Well, luckily, Ben and Jenny, you are on Anna's side.
Yes.
Tom and John, you are on the side of the door. So... So have you got any questions? Can I ask, is your flatmate here, is he here this evening?
No.
Can we have a name? You don't have to give us a name, but it might be useful just for making the case.
Anthony,
because we've got Anthony.
That's not his name.
It's Anthony and Anna, okay?
Anthony and Anna like the ice cream.
how do you remember that's his name?
So I'm not too hung up on the gameplay.
Okay, do you have any questions for Anna, who is here?
Yeah, I do.
Many.
John.
I have, Anna, and always have had a lot of problems with this phrase, on the latch.
No, that's on the lash.
That's just how you pronounce it when you're on it.
When you've eaten your pizza. Too soon.
Our old friend, the lock, does his or her job very well. Right? You close the door, you need a key to open it. What's this extra on the latch element?
It's the chain that goes
like an old ladies' chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's scared of cold callers, understandably, in the modern climate.
And it's South London, so yeah.
Yeah, and wants to protect against cold callers that can't push a door. Because that, whenever I've seen people do that, I think you just go like that, and it's, you know, if you want to get in, you can.
Well, I'm that's not the one that's locking the door. He is.
Yeah, but
why, Anna? I'm loving your vibe.
But that's not on the latch. That's using a security chain.
It's cold. I'm not English.
Okay, so we're confused about the terminology of doors. That's interesting. Okay.
Any other questions? Maybe from this side.
Oh, sorry. After you.
I was just going to ask, how many times has this happened?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
That's enough.
Four. That's a lot. Can I ask a question, Anna? Four. So Anna, are you
working on a catchphrase?
Are you both going out and getting drunk and they're coming back before you? Or are you out working late? What's the scenario that you're coming back after they've come back drunk? Or are they just a day drinker?
Oh, no, they like going out and they usually are the last ones coming in. So in their head, if they're home, everyone's home.
But sometimes, I'm pushing on.
Correct.
Are you on the mega lash? Or
you're
do
on
you
the mega lash.
Mega lash.
You're on the mega lash.
Anna is a balls to the wall legend.
We caught it early.
Yeah.
So what kind
you
of
guys
time,
are dead in the water.
What kind of time are you getting in?
Well, that depends. So his usual time is 4 a.m.
Okay. That's kind of so a reasonable time to
I say
call.
Legend.
It's the end of the lash.
I say legend. So Anna's got a problem.
It's the end of the latch. It's 4 a.m. They're getting in.
Normal time is
pop
midnight.
The door on the latch.
Yeah.
This maniac comes home.
That's
conjecture.
Yeah, that's it.
Anna.
I was going to say projection.
Anna.
Wes, it's also projection as well. That's a separate issue.
Can I remind you, you're under oath. So Anthony's getting back at 4 a.m. after a latch. Are you telling me you're getting back after that on what I would call a major lash or a mega lash? Or are you getting back later than that because of perhaps work commitments?
Oh, we've had this question already.
Yeah, but I'm pushing
from
her
you.
On it.
Okay.
I'm pressing her on it. I've reminded her she's under oath.
Okay, sure.
So
are you on the mega lash?
24/7, 364. I take a day off for Christmas. So what time are you getting back, Anna, off this so-called ML?
Five.
What?
Five.
I mean, that's mega.
Okay, no further questions.
Okay, no further questions from this side. Any more questions from Jenny or Ben?
Nah.
No?
Yeah, I want to talk about you kicking the door in.
Tom, let's talk about this.
You kick the door in off a chain.
Yeah.
No further questions. She's a balls to the wall legend.
So hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Jenny Bede, who's going to begin the case for the prosecution. You have 1 minute.
Do you not think of like ringing the doorbell? Or like knocking.
Save it for them.
No, I did, but he was so fast asleep that he didn't hear me shouting, screaming, knocking the door. Nope, nothing.
So you're in the street at 5 in the morning shouting and screaming, and then you kick a door in off its chain.
Yeah.
Fucking legend.
We're not on her side.
Oh, we're all on her side.
Okay, they've made the case very easy for you, Jenny.
Yeah.
Your minute begins now.
So it's 2020, guys. Newsflash. And it's a tough time for women, right? It's a tough time for women. Weinstein, Affleck, all the other cunts. Now, I'm sorry, but I would say there is nothing more important, really, at the moment than a woman's safety. And Anna's flatmate, who is definitely not called Entity,
he's definitely not called Entity.
He is an entity, but he's not called Entity.
Thank you.
Sure.
Isn't thinking about Anna's safety here, I don't think. Now, I'm
ever so pissed. So, what? I don't think we even need to argue this. She's clearly right, and Antony is being a little pig that doesn't care about her. And like, if she was out there screaming, oh, that was dark. I'm not going to say that. But like, it's she. I need a joke to finish on, and I just don't have one.
That's your time. So... You know what? I appreciate your honesty. Okay, so that was making the case for the prosecution. Opening the case for the... No, it's opening, close, shut, briefcase. Opening the case for the defence, I call upon Mr. John Robbins. Your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I speak to you as a veteran of the lash.
Certified.
The minor lash, the pre-lash, the side lash, the late lash, the after lash, the big lash, and the mega lash. All of these lashes I have known and loved.
The overdrawn eyelash.
The overdrawn eyelash. But never in my 25 years of lashing here, there, everywhere, have I ever had a lash that ended at 5 a.m. Let me tell you, this reeks of a drug slash.
Oh, dear.
And are you to tell me that after fulfilling a perfectly valid booze lash that ends at 4, I am not to secure my house against the drug dealers that plague our country?
Wow! What? Oh my God!
What? Holy shit!
The defense
says,
this has got very Brexity, but it may work.
Let the record state there was applause.
That wasn't applause, that was Anna smacking her arm.
So funny!
How do you do that? I'd made a joke. And that's the end of the joke. And that's a natural point to move on. And then suddenly you're this plane coming over and just napalm.
Anna, I hate to ask this now, but how do you think it's going so far?
Great.
She thinks everything's
that's
going great.
That's it, Buckingham,
don't
she's
out of a tiny
mind, isn't she? So, Clarkie, to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, you're on Anna's side. Your minute begins now.
Well, the thing is, if you come in at 5 a.m., it could be a drug slash, or it could be you've just gone to a weeknight recording of Flatshed's. Anyway, clearly Anthony's in love with Anna, and that's why he's getting all bent out of shape that she's staying out later than he is.
Yeah.
But anyway, knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Latch.
Latch.
Bless you.
The prosecution rests.
Are you having a breakdown?
You actually finished under time there.
You know what? I'm not sure, because Jenny didn't have a joke and admitted it. Clarkie did, and I wish he hadn't.
Surely a joke like that goes, knock, knock.
Yeah. Smash! It's Anna!
Who's hidden Miss Spice?
Oh,
oh, Right, Tom, are you going to be concluding the case for the defence as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer.
Oh!
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
From a John Grisham novel.
Yes.
Here we go. Fanshawe Standen presiding.
Fanshawe Standen presiding
and
providing.
Like, before you start the clock,
yeah.
I've always wondered how he does this.
Yeah.
And I've looked at his bit of paper. It's just shapes. What looks like a tent, a circle, two circles together, what looks like a horse.
Well, John, there's two things you should know about Parry. One, he's a very, very funny man. Two, he's the Zodiac killer. So, we've cracked the case, guys. So Fanshawe Standen presiding and providing, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just consulting my notes here. I don't need no notes. I'm not like them big city lawyers over there with their pens and their letters. We simple folk round here. We shapes, we symbols, we crosses that we set on fire.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's right. I recognize a lot of you there from the little city there. We're walking around here. I recognize you from the bakery. Listening to this case here reminds me of a little story there from a man who lives up on the hill, Farmer Hill. Lives at Hill Farm. Simple man there, he's not a complicated folk. Now y'all probably remember the day that he bought himself a horse. That's right. The horse there. That's right. Now, Farmer Hill, he tried to put that horse in with that there pig. Now, I don't know if you farm in type, but by the looks of you, I'd say you are. Now, y'all know what happens when you put a horse in with a pig. Yeah, pig's gonna come in, help himself to the grain there, sleep in the manger. What's the horse out doing? Horse. And you can't close a stable door until that horse has bolted. Itself full of ketamine. No further questions, Your Honor.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing there. Now, I can't make the call myself, as I'm only concerned with my own toings and froings, classic millennial that I am. So instead, I call upon our live Phoenix audience. So if you think Jenny and Ben, and therefore Anna, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. But if you think John and Fanshawe made the best case, please applaud now.
No further questions, Your Honor!
Fucking hell. That was absolutely off the latch. That was just... Unbelievable, right?
That is huge!
Huge!
That
unbelievable.
Was an open and closed shut beefcase!
And you tore it even further open. Wow, that's amazing. Well, congratulations there to Tom and to John. Right, I'm almost out of bread-based puns, but that is the least of my worries. Hey! There's still the matter of the
quickfire
round.
Don't be too needy, dude.
Hey! I don't want this to stop.
They do. It shows no signs of stopping, so don't worry about that. And if you don't want it to stop, you'll love this next jingle. Let's hear it.
Bum, 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 bum.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's amusing that it has got a very long introduction.
Such a shame.
Now usually here Ben is playing the guitar, but we've had an incident
when the gigs are running late. You can just drop this into the podcast and
broken his finger.
Ooh, it hurt a lot,
so we can't play the guitar. So instead we're going for this. A sort of House Martins Caravan of Love thing. It makes you realise that it is really hard and they were really talented.
Ooh, they were good.
And we're not that good. But we're getting away with it. Okay, well, let's not stick around. Here we go. Let's get straight on into the quick fire round.
Yes, this is a quick fire round. He didn't have time for a piss, did he?
No.
Revenge is best served cold, my friend.
Woman, every man, join the caravan. Stand up, stand up, stand up, everyone. Join the caravan. Quick fire, quick fire.
That's been really fucking confusing on the actual listen back, isn't it? Because
did you listen to Johnson's press conference where he said, when you're washing your hands, do happy birthday twice or one fifth of the quickfire round jingle? Nice to get the shout out.
Yes, this is the quickfire round. It is. And as our show is bread themed, the questions are all baking related. But like a delicious pretzel, there's a twist.
That is a lovely bit of business.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I would like you to... Right, hang on, here he's back, he's back, he's back.
In the interests of the podcast, I didn't wash my hands.
But he did. But he did do a poo.
All over my hands.
So, I would like you to sandwich... Now, you'll want to hear this, John, because this is crucial. It's one of the rules. I would like you to sandwich the second word of your answer inside the first, okay? So, for example, if I asked you what type of dessert is topped with candles and commemorates the date you were born, I would like you to say not birthday cake, but...
Birth cake day.
Birth cake day, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Say you meant, like, birth cake.
Oh, no, it's birth cake day is what we're after.
Right, can you run me through that one more time?
Okay, yes, I can.
I haven't been on the podcast before, so I think I'm at a natural disadvantage.
No, this is new to this week, and it's sort of weird sort
okay,
of
so
Rain Man skill he's
smart.
Got.
Yeah, okay.
So I would like you to say not birthday cake, if that's the answer, birthday cake. I'd like you to say, but birth cake day. So you're sandwiching the last word into. So you're taking birthday, slicing it down
days.
The middle like a loaf,
sure.
Opening it up, putting cake in the middle,
like a sandwich,
put it together, birth cake day.
So each answer has a two-word answer.
It does indeed.
Good to know, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here we go. Now, instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Jenny, let's hear those.
Ooh,
Ben.
Jenny!
Tom and John.
Tom. John.
For the final round, can we be Hagen and Dars?
No, we'd have to be one off. It would have to be.
Could
Hagen
you not be Gino Janelli?
The ice cream of Italia.
Gino Janelli.
Gino, I used to know this.
The eyes. I just did it. The ice cream. But because I'm a woman, no one heard it. The ice cream of Italia. Thank you.
No, hang on.
No, that is how exactly how it went, John.
I'll tell you one thing, it's got nothing to do with the fucking round, so we're not hear any more of it. First question. 221B Baker Street was the address of which fictional detective?
Tom! Sherholmes Lock.
Sherholmes Lock is correct. What? Who is the blue Muppet on Sesame Street with a fondness for biscuits?
Jenny. Cook Monstery.
Is correct. Which TV chef co-judged the Great British Bake Off from 2010 to 2016?
Jenny. 2010 to 2016.
That's a pause.
And it was a cook. No, I'm just...
You're just refreshing yourself with the answer.
Paul... No.
I'm afraid not. I'll throw it to the other team.
Fucking disgrace, Jenny.
Mare Berry Lee. Mare Berry Ree.
Mare Berry Ree is correct.
Mare
yes.
Berry Ree.
Mare Where was the baker's Ree. Shop that started the Great Fire of London? Well, the Great Fire of London is said to have started.
Tom.
Pud Lane Inc.
I'll give it you.
Pudding Lane.
It is Pudding Lane, yes. Yes, Jenny. I won't give it to you.
He's got a point.
Matt Baker co-hosted the One Show with which Welsh TV presenter?
Jenny.
Oh, no. Jenny, this Paul.
Nominate.
Oh,
Ben.
No, I don't know it.
So I think it's like Alex Taylor. I don't know.
She doesn't know the answer. Throw it over to this team. Throw it to the audience.
Al Jones.
That one.
Bread and dough are both slang for money, but where is UK currency made?
John. The Roy Mintel.
Roy Mintel, exactly.
Yes.
Went to school with the Roy Mintel.
I'll tell you who's Roy Mintel. Anna on the lash.
Roy Mintel, mate.
Which financially troubled Italian chain restaurant is famous for serving circular discs of dough covered in tomato...
John. Pete's Expresso.
Pete's Expresso is correct.
Are you sure
that
it's Pete's Expresso?
Italian bread.
Italian bread, exactly. That is the end of the round and indeed
That's
the end
round.
Of the game. Yeah, so before we find out the final scores, guys.
I think we know them.
Jenny and John, have you got anything you would like to, anything you'd like to plug? Any?
This, because this is as good as it gets.
This is.
Oh, thank you so much. That means the world to us.
That's really nice, but I actually am also doing the Soho Theatre on the 21st and 22nd of April. Please come.
Can I plug one thing?
Of course you can, yeah, yeah.
Sort of irrelevant, that's a bad plug.
It's all relevant.
I have a YouTube channel where I play golf with Alex Horton.
It's
and,
great.
Thank you very much. And we'd just, if you could like and subscribe, even if you never watch it, just subscribing. There is a world of algorithms I don't understand. If you like me or anything I've ever done, or if you hate me but want me to get good YouTube algorithms, just subscribe to Bad Golf on YouTube and then forget about it.
That's nice. And also, can I just say as well, I've got a channel on YouTube where I play Snakes and Ladders with Melinda Messenger. Again, you don't need to watch, just like and subscribe. Actually, is there any producers in? Because I mean,
I would fucking watch that.
Yeah. I would be fought by hard. So,
my snakes would be fully Turkish.
So, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. If you haven't joined the Patreon, please do. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. A new bonus episode every Thursday. Give us a review on iTunes, algorithms, etc. John's gone over that already. So, producer Gwyn, can we please hear the final scores?
First of all, Jenny, talk to me about that idea afterwards. The final scores are Ben and Jenny have 21, but the winners are Tom and John with 29.
Oh, so Ben and Jenny have to bake the bread, whilst John and Tom get to sober up with me. Thanks to our guests, Jenny Bean and John Robbins. We've been Pappy. See you next time on
Flatshare Slamdown.
Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown feature after the course of Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests, Jenny Bean and John Robbins. Who's advised by Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Reported by Henry Davis and Emma Caution. And produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Shout out to everyone who came to see the recording. To the Phoenix for having us.
Flatshare Slamdown.
And to you, the listener. We love you madly. Hope you catch us down the secret news from the podcast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Wowee, that was like listening to a different world, a bygone era.
Yeah, it was very nostalgic, that was. It was a real walk down memory lane. Admittedly, not that long ago, but it feels like a lifetime.
And I can tell you, I enjoyed the foreground and the background in equal measure.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to listen to that again just to get, because I only listen to the background first time round.
Honestly, get into, there's some great foreground work going on there as well.
I didn't listen to anything that we said. I just listened to the hubbub. The general hubbub. In fact, what I did is I listened to the background. I pushed beyond the audience who were listening and laughing, and I just listened to the people who were sat at the back, clinking glasses and having a good old chin wag. And that's
the stuff.
The bar stuff, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was after. You know what? This is a show with levels and levels and levels. It rewards repeat listening. It's like the White Album in that respect. Go deeper every single time.
That sounds like the kind of thing that would sit very nicely in an iTunes review. So if you enjoyed the show, you think there's levels on levels, whack it in iTunes, 5 stars ought to do it.
Yes,
that would
please.
Be very nice.
A star per level. So if you enjoyed it, whack it on iTunes. Use the internet to do that. Don't use carrier pigeon.
No.
Not one of Clarkie's carrier pigeons anyway.
I might get into
trouble with the law.
I heard a story. Had a little bag of ecstasy on its back.
Clarkie, was that you?
My Clarkie, party pigeons.
Clarkie.
Clarkie's party pigeons. So leave a review on iTunes, but if you are after ecstasy, go to clarkiespartypigeons.com. It's on the dark web.
Boldtogetter.com, isn't it? A bold decision to get a dot.
Well, it was that old .gov.uk, you know.
No, exactly. You don't want those bastards getting involved.
clarkiespartypigeons.com/darkweb.
Exactly. Get the dark web section of the website.
I use that website just for the little backpacks. The ecstasy goes straight down the toilet for me, but I'm a collector of those little backpacks.
What do you use them for, Tom?
I send marbles to Spain.
Anyway. But a memory. Now, listen, if you'd like to send marbles to Spain, get yourself to Clarkie's website.
Clarkie'sPartyPigeons.com.
ClarkiesPartyPigeons.com/darkweb. And can I ask, are you just wrapping them up and posting them, or are you putting those on a different animal that can then fly to Spain?
The marbles.
Yes.
I'm putting them onto a badger.
It's not the quickest method, but it's a method he uses. And listen, whatever it takes to get through this, get through lockdown. Your Etsy page, your Etsy page where you sell marbles to Spain, that's still going to happen, okay?
Exactly.
Lockdown or no lockdown.
We can't let the virus win.
We cannot let the virus win. So, folks, find us on Patreon. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, because we're always updating that with more information. Find us on Instagram. We've had loads of people doing fan art recently, which has been really, really fun. A guy called 1000 Monsters did a brilliant picture of Clarkie's anecdote about the another bird-based anecdote, actually.
It's all I got.
About the bird feeder. Clarkie's World of Lovely Birds. .com. So go on to Instagram, Pappy's Comedy, and find us there. But most of all, tell your friends about this podcast if they're looking for stuff to listen to, because we love getting new listeners and we love to have more of lovely people like yourself.
Please stay safe. Look after yourselves and each other. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you soon. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. This episode is produced by the Caution Caution team.
Caution team.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.